You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Boy, people texting in on this whole thing about the guy wanting half the cost of the date.
Yeah, after she ghosted him. He was a little perturbed. Now, somebody said dating is like gambling. You roll the dice, you take your chance, no money back. Doree said the same thing. You know, that's like going into a casino, losing $40, and then sending an invoice to him. You know what? I didn't plan on losing money, but I did. Now, Michelle, this is interesting. Michelle said, I hate ghosting. I've been ghosted too many times to count. Very frustrating. Maybe she could have been grown up enough to tell him, you know what? This just did nothing for me. Let's just move on. How about that?
It's not like she had to talk to him.
Right, exactly.
Or see him again.
No, she didn't have
to. You know what? Unless something was worked out, there was an arrangement that talked about before the date.
Yes,
about
exactly.
About the money. Saying, if it doesn't work out, we're going to pay half. We're going to split, right?
Here we go. I have an agreement here I'd like you to sign.
My notary.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Carla, we have some of your sisters on the phone.
Okay.
They're going to chime in. Karen, what do you think?
I actually did that to somebody.
What?
Because they decided that they were going to order the most expensive thing on the menu, and I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Like, we went on a date, and he didn't have the money right away.
All right.
And I was like, fine, I will pay for us 12. I don't mind tampering mint.
Okay.
He orders like a $50 steak.
Wow.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'll pay back. Well, then he decides he's not talking to me.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I could use that extra 50. I need to get pull-ups for my daughter.
Oh, well, okay.
So I message him and I'm like, hey, can you pay me back? And he was like, why? I said, because I'm a mom and you picked the most expensive thing and then you decided not to talk to me again.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And like, I went as far as like, his mom loved me, so I went as far as going to his mom and was like, hey, he's not talking to me anymore.
All right.
He paid me back, and she made him pay me back.
Well, this little attitude, I'd probably ghost you, too. I mean, come on.
You pull the kid card.
Yeah, I know
and
it.
And then you go to his mother.
Wow. Okay, I wouldn't. If you didn't want to see him again or something like that, don't go to his mom.
You know what? As a guy, I pay the $50 and
zip it.
You went to my mom.
Yeah.
Here's the $50. Lose my number.
Yeah, exactly. And here's a big bag of Zip It, sister.
Carrie, what about you?
She should have said, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't feel a connection. But I'm thinking that, you know, making her pay for a dinner when you invited her out on a date is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would send it back and say return to sender unpaid.
Oh.
I wouldn't pay for it. If he invited me out on a date.
Right.
And we didn't click. I'm not going to pay for the dinner.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's fair.
Yeah, this whole thing with first dates, you just never know if they're going to work out or not. If you don't feel a connection, you don't feel a connection. But you can't say, you know, he texted her. He did text her. She ghosted him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's just, you know, her feeling, sore loser, and here's the bill. Here's the invoice.
Yeah. But as a guy, this is why I think we're a stupid species. And you know this. I've said this before. But as a guy, that's like an investment. You're going to take a shot. You're going to take a chance and say, I'm going to invest some money into this outing and we'll see what happens. If it doesn't happen, then I get it. It's lost money.
Right. Yes.
I would never ghost, not ghost, whatever.
Right.
I would never imagine, unless it was totally disastrous and she caused a big scene and blah, blah, blah. But other than that,
get over it. And I've paid for a first date. I always figure if you ask or if you're the one who reaches out, you pay. And they don't always work out. I would never think of asking somebody for money.